Just one halakha on the laws of Hanukkah. We are well aware that halakha says if, let's say, the husband is traveling and is not going to be home for one of the nights of Hanukkah, so long as the wife is left at home, she can light the menorah, of course, with the berachot, and the husband is yotze with the lighting of his wife. That is the accepted halakha. Today we discuss a very interesting halakha that Maran discusses in Siman Tafresh Ayin Zayin Saif Gimal. Yesh omrim shafal pi shemadlikin ala betoch beto imhu b'makom she'en bo Yisrael kelal madlik nerot Chanukah b'berachot. Maran writes that there are opinions that say that if a person finds himself in a place where there's no Jewish people, meaning he's all with goyim, and there's not going to be any menorah that he's going to see even. She doesn't exist. He's with all the goyim. So even though they're lighting for him the menorah in the house, still some want to say he makes the lighting of the menorah with berachot. Actually, this is the opinion of the Bahari Abu Hav that Maran quotes in the Bet Yosef. Now, there's a great machloket on this subject. For example, the Pri Hadash is posek against Maran. He says, no. He says, how could you make a beracha? Your wife lit for you at home, you yotze with your wife's beracha. Therefore, he says, how could you say v'sivanu? You're not commanded. Therefore, he says, you don't make a beracha. Halakha l'ma'aseh, however, Hakam Obadya in his Sefer Chazon Obadya on Hanukkah, Daf Kuf Nun Het, is posek like Maran. That in that case you would make a beracha when you light the menorah, but he does say, although this is the opinion of the Mu'ed Kol Chai as well, of Haim Palachi, still, to get around any sifekot, you should do like the advice of the Mishnah Berura, that says, have kavana beferush not to be yotze with your wife's lighting, that already it's much easier, you could light the menorah with the beracha. Now this happens sometimes. A person goes to business in Bangladesh, or a person goes to some of these foreign countries where there are no Jews. It happens. People travel. He's in a little village somewhere in China, on Hanukkah doing business. There's no Jews over there. So even though his wife back home is lighting the menorah, according to the halakha, one should light the menorah where he is, and make the berachot, but you should have kavanah before that he does not want to be yotzeh with his wife's lighting.